Hello everyone. Oh, you're loud. All one word here. It's just coming up 5:15 in the afternoon. On, where is it? 21st, Wednesday 21st. It's a really warm afternoon. Been in the gym. And just bringing Molly out for a walk because just trying to concentrate on me running.
Molly!
Just trying to concentrate on me running at the minute, so I've done my little program in the gym on the treadmill. I feel tired today. And since I've just come out, I'm feel a bit chesty, you know, little difficulty in breathing, not difficulty, but you know, just chesty. I did a couple of nights ago as well when I came up with Moll. Anyway, hello to everybody. I hope you've had a good day if you're listening tonight, which is obviously Wednesday night if you're listening. I've been in touch with Freaky Woof, who is my man Louie, as MJ Podcasts says. Oh, there's a little vole. Or a little mouse. Hello, little mousey mole. Vole. Oh, you hear it squeaking? Go on, say hello. You hear it? You hear it squeaking? It's a little baby. I don't know whether it's a vole or a mouse. Doesn't look too happy though. It's not moving very quickly. Sun's shining. It's warm, you know. Sun's bright. The air feels a bit. I don't know whether it's humid or not because I'm sweating like a rapist. But and if you are a rapist, do you sweat that much? We say sweating like a pig, don't we? I don't think pigs sweat. That's why the roll around in the mud, isn't it? Anyway. So, Andre, Freaky Woof, hi, hello, thank you for all your help today. So I was playing with my IK Multimedia iRig mic last night, just playing with it, but I wasn't feeling very well yesterday. I was tired and I think it was boiled eggs that I had at lunchtime yesterday. That upset my tummy a bit. So I was feeling quite bad until I think I fell asleep about 10:30. So I was feeling quite bad actually. I haven't got the mic in now and I am using the Bostock Studio app to record this because what I was finding with the mic was I was getting a lot of line noise, a lot of background noise. Not background noise, but the hissing noise. In every app, I think. I don't know. Can't remember. But definitely in the Bostock app, which is basically what I bought the microphone for. Oh, excuse me. I'm tired tonight. The very second that I published that, uploaded that audio boo, which was this afternoon, it was about 1:25 or something like that. Freaky Woof tweets out that it would have been better if I turned off this and that and the other, and you know, the iOS processing, auto gain control. And Louis, if you are listening, for God's sake, he replied with it. I hit send and I got another reply like 2 seconds later. But I suppose you can if you sat at your computer, can't you? So that's if you were sat at your computer, or if you're a ninja tweeterer. Which way should we go, Mol? Come on, we'll go along here and up the big hill. Come on. My wife's also got a child-minding child in the house, so she's under 2, and oh God, don't really want to get involved, you know. So anyway, Andre, Freaky Foof, thank you so much. And yeah, it was MJ Podcasts. Hello, Matt, if you're listening. Who was talking about at Freaky Foof on all good social networks. And so, like a clown, I hadn't followed him on Audioboo, so I followed you today, Louis, if you're listening. So the walk I'm on now is about, I'm recording this live for all you social hikers. I don't know how far it's going to be, about 3.5 mile, but one big hill which I'm going to hit in about a kilometre's time. Okay, there's a fella with a little Ford Tonio van, with a deck chair, and a, looks like a gas bottle. He's crouching down looking at something at the ground. Hey, it is a gas bottle. Has he got a little stove going? I think he has. Wonder what he's doing. So I'm right on the edge of the, is it the 342 I'm on? A342? Yeah, he's got a little, well, it's a transit van. Kind of walking alongside him now, so that's why I'm. You can take in the sounds of the traffic going past. Soundscape. Let's put his radio on.
Hi there.
Mol! Come, Molly! Come here. Oh, sorry. Molly Nelly having the guys, looks like he's having a bacon buddy, he's got a frying pan. Molly Nelly eating his bacon sandwich. Oh, what a day. Still kind of mission unsuccessful. I feel bad. So I have to really get my skates on with work tomorrow. So I have just been listening to a couple of audio boos. Mac McColgan's latest two, the Soundscape one, which is actually really interesting. And I take it, Mac, you recorded that with your H2N. It was quite relaxing to listen to, actually, just to clear my mind a bit after being in the gym, bringing Molly out. It's just nice to, you know, purge everything from your brain. Mac's previous one to that, which was Morning Thoughts, hashtag Morning Thoughts one, from today. Come here, Mull. Mull, get off the road. And at Daylight Gamblers Audio Boo from today. Oh, trike. Just past his house and he's out on his trike. I wonder what this is going to sound like. So I'm in the Boss Jock app, but I'm not using that microphone. So I just basically dumped my rucksack, picked up the dog and come out. Does anybody know why dogs eat grass? Cats eat grass when they're not feeling particularly well, and they do that as a kind of fibrous thing to kind of help them go to the toilet. Is that why dogs do it? Because it was quite graphic, but I had to operate, so to speak. I did not stick my finger in the dog's bum, if anybody thinks that. So this is the box. It's like going back to the old days, the old days of Just Audio Boo. Back in the day, 3 weeks ago. Oh, somebody's dumped a load of rubbish. Bastards. I freaking hate that. Yeah, so 12 minutes in of just talking crap. I'm sorry. This is what happens when you start playing music in the background. Oh, I was listening to Bernie Goldback, as we say, Northern England Goldback. In Germany, Goldbach. In the States, Goldbach. Is it? Is that right? Get off the freaking dog, man! Go and eat somebody else's dog's poo. Bernie, who is at Top Gold on all good social networks. What about the bad ones? Did an audio boo this morning. Oh, I was listening to this morning. it was clever. I had a bit of a read. It was about car hacking. I looked it up on the internet, Bernie. Boston Brakes. Have a look up on the internet. Flies. Boston Brakes and the story behind it. Bernie and his conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories. Oh, they've put a huge fence. I wonder why they've done that. So they've fenced off an area which is about 2 square kilometres. No, 1.5 square kilometres. I wonder when they've done that. They must have done. When did I come down here? They must have done this Monday. This place is surrounded by flying ants, apparently. Oh my god, I'm covered in them. Ancient burial grounds. I'm just wondering if they've discovered this as an ancient burial ground. But usually they're huge mounds in the deck. It could also be, it could also belong to some person or somebody, some company. That time of day, this road's busy. The A303 must be closed. Just a little bit up from Solstice Park Services going eastbound. because the access roads onto it, two access roads, were closed. I noticed on my way home tonight, all the way to the gymnasium. Is gymnasium not high school in German? I think it is. So anyway, those two towers coming down on 9/11. Conspiracy theory or what? Sometimes you get these conspiracy theorists who tell you something or show you something or show you something and describe their theory at the same time, and you look at it in a different way such that their account could be believable. Could be. Talk about those two towers. They're talking about explosions occurring before the second aircraft hit. Simultaneous explosions around, all the way around one level on the second tower. You know, they slow the footage down and then replay it about 20 times, saying, look, you can see these explosions. I'm really into conspiracy theories, Bernie, if you're listening. Bernie. It's a bit pathetic by me. Sorry. Sorry, Bernie. I am into conspiracy theories because... look at the news. Here's another conspiracy theory. That partner of the Guardian journalist that was detained under the Terrorism Act. Detained for the full 9 hours in accordance with English and Welsh law. Now, there's a funny thing. A red currant black, but the red currants are, half the red currants are black. Okay. Detained. Give him some BS reason. Took all his electrical kit off him. Digital good. Oh my god, somebody's going up this bloody hill and down it with a rucksack on. It weighs about 40 kilograms by the looks of it. But the fact of the matter is, it's what intelligence is all about, isn't it? We gotta stop Tommy Terrorist. From the Arab states or the East. Or the Middle East, that are not Arab states. So, what do you reckon? He obviously had something on him. There's no way they would have swooped in the way that they did. And then the Secretary of State for Defense, was it? Denying that she had a briefing before it happened. Ergo, they knew it was happening. And that was the last chance to get the information. Oh. So, anyway. That's the Boss Jock app. iOS processing... off test without music, without anything fancy. Thanks for listening. I'm all one word, and I'm out of here. Till the next time.